this is. They call the Rising Sun. A Star Wars Clone Wars era fanfic written by 5 Centuriesverse and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and is Jen, with background Cody Obi-Wan Kenobi. And additional tags for POV Rex, POV Outsider, implied relationships. Cody uses Obi-Wan Kenobi's lightsaber. Lightsabers. Some humor. Canon typical violence. Old married couple. Cody's name is Kote. Summary. In which Rex witnesses Cody think he looks cool dual-wielding lightsabers and be strangely friendly with General Kenobi. Title from House of the Rising Sun. Rex rolls out of the window right as the shell hits the building and finds himself falling with white dust and rubble into the war-torn street, almost landing right on top of Wooly from the 212th. He manages to land without twisting or breaking anything too badly, except he thinks he fractures something in his left arm, humorous probably, but he doesn't need his left to hold a blaster, and accepts the hand up from Wooly. They both almost fall down again as another shell hits the building next to the one Rex was just in, and the ground is shaking, not just from the shells, but approaching tanks. "Kark," says Wooly, throwing his empty blaster at the head of the droid currently attempting to shoot one of the shinies, who still hasn't got the hang of the confusion of war. Rex hands him one of the blasters he stole off the dead brothers in the now bombed-out building. Wooly winces, squeezes the grip twice, and Kaldabi kisses it briefly for the brother it had once belonged to. "I think I saw our generals heading toward the lower town," he says, and then he's gone, following his squad commander down the street toward the tanks. Rex swears softly to himself and starts running toward the lower town. Lower town is a little optimistic of a term, seeing as the area has been leveled to rubble and the jagged foundations of the houses that once stood there like toothless mouths. Of course that's where Anakin went. Corking hells! He dives for cover as some brothers take a yelling charge at one of the tanks. Another shell hits, and Rex puts his hands over his head and waits for the stones to stop falling from the sky before he's up and running again. His left arm fucking burns. He should stop to sling it or the medics are going to wring his neck. But there's no time, and Anakin is probably doing something stupid. His only hope is that Kenobi had been with him when Wooly saw them. The hope is not Kenobi. Oh no, it is most definitely not. The man is as bad or worse. Kenobi is where Anakin gets it from. His hope lies with Kenobi's shadow, Rex's brother. Cody can at least be counted on to keep Anakin's back covered while he does something stupid like try to punch a bomb, or throw himself toward a gun, or attempt to catch one of the falling shells, or whatever stupid shit he manages to think up. He skids to a stop at the top of the main street. Below him is what was once the lower town, and Anakin and Kenobi and Cody fighting what seems to be a whole army. But yes, there, the objective. A glowing, golden object that the droids had stolen from the mines below this town. He sees Anakin go for it. He hears Kenobi shout, "Anakin, no!" His blood runs cold. Anakin and Kenobi are right next to each other, when Anakin's hand falls on the little sun. The nearby droids and the 2 JT are instantly knocked down. Dead or unconscious, Rex can't tell from this distance. Mutely, he shoots the droid that was approaching his 6, and wonders if there's even any point running the remaining distance to their aid. Cody doesn't seem that worried, so Rex assumes they're just knocked out, and Kenobi told him that's what would happen if any of them touched it. And he also assumes that Anakin wasn't listening when this crucial piece of information was relayed to him. This seems like a safe assumption. He watches as Cody takes defensive position over the two down JT and the golden glow, before starting to jog down the winding steps toward the lower town. Cody throws his empty blaster at the closest clinker, and Rex sees where Wooly got the attitude from, before ducking down to grab. "Kirk's sake, Cody!" he yells. But Cody obviously doesn't hear him because he is now wielding Kenobi's lightsaber, like it's one of the training staffs on Kamino, blue light circling him as he twists it in a stupidly showy move that he has seen Anakin and Kenobi do 1,000 times before a fight. He pounds down the stairs, keeping half an eye on the fight and hoping Kenobi's lightsaber doesn't realize it's being handled by the wrong guy and attempt to exact its revenge on Cody. Cody is so stupidly heroic sometimes, it makes Rex feel like he has a nat-born mythical saint on his side or something. The type of legendary character that holds a whole city by himself with one blaster and a whole back-to-tank of courage. Like those hollows that Fox pretends he doesn't like. It's times like this that Rex remembers why they'd nicknamed him Cote. Cody seems to be faring well with the lightsaber. To nobody's surprise, because Cody is weapons proficient, and he was always the trainer's pet back on Kamino and made everyone hate him by setting all the records in the training cells. So well, in fact, that he seems to decide one isn't enough and kneels down to steal Anakin's too, which Rex knows Anakin will kill him for. Not that Rex knows much about lightsabers, but he does know that JT don't seem to be in the practice of handing them around for show and tell. He does the stupid swirly move again, dual-wielding lightsabers and smugness, like he knows he has an audience, before cutting a striking blue swathe through the remaining clinkers. Rex scrambles over the fallen buildings and rubble. Behind him, the rumbling of the tanks and shells is slowing to a silence, and he assumes that some clone somewhere has taken control of the army, seeing as he, Cody, and the generals are down here not doing their jobs. He slides down a diagonal lump of concrete and waves his blasters at Cody as he severs the last clinker. "I have guns. Do you want one, you maniac?" "You were all the way up there," says Cody casually, confirming that he knew he had an audience and that he is a bastard, all in one fell swoop. "Pausing to take in the view, were you?" He still hasn't extinguished the lightsabers, and is instead weighing them both in his palms like they feel different, his face bathed in blue light. "You think I can convince the money guys to make some lightsabers for the Vode? I mean, obviously they wouldn't be called lightsabers so that the JT can feel special. They can just be called blaster sticks or something." He swirls them again. "Stop doing that. You don't look cool." He's lying, and Cody knows it, if his smug look is anything to go by. "Are they going to be out for long?" he asks, right as Anakin sits up blearily. "Ah, General?"
"Where have you got my lightsaber?"
he asks Cody groggily. Cody extinguishes it sheepishly, and if he didn't have a strong sense of propriety around the generals, he would probably say something like, "You weren't using it." But instead, he just says, "Apologies, General Skywalker. I ran out of ammo." Kenobi says, "Anakin, I told you not to touch that." He says it as soon as Rex even sees him startle awake. Like it's just something he always says when he wakes up from being knocked out. Which it probably is. And then he says, "Commander Cody, were you dual-wielding our lightsabers?" Cody looks even more sheepish, and goes to help his general up and hand both of the weapons back. "My apologies, General." "No apology needed," says Kenobi, smiling. "I'm sure you were most magnificent with them."
"He kept twirling them around," Rex has to say.
Because he thought the Clankers would appreciate a bit of show, I suppose. Cody levels him with a truly evil look, which Rex has feared ever since he stole one of Cody's prized knives back on Kamino in the training crashes. Kenobi only laughs and shakes his head.
I'm afraid watching Anakin must have been a bad influence.
You do it too, Cody says, a little sulkily. And Rex feels like he's suddenly taken a left step into Mirror World, because Cody just said something rude without "sir" tacked onto the end of it. And you managed to get knocked out by this stupid glowy piece of rock.
That was Anakin's fault, Kenobi argues, raising a finger.
It was not my fault, Anakin says. You never said anything about it knocking people out.
Rex sincerely doubts that.
Cody and Kenobi aren't paying attention, and instead are wandering off the battlefield, arguing with each other in almost amused tones about who is the most flamboyant with the lightsaber and whether or not it was Kenobi's fault he got knocked out.
Rex frowns, feeling wrong-footed.
Since when are they so close? Says Anakin suspiciously.
Normally a conversation between them is steeped in, like, 3 tons of polite bureaucracy and rank bullshit.
Rex shrugs, more stunned from this than the shell blast that had knocked him out a window.
I have no idea.
He knew Kenobi and Cody were close. He's about the only thing Cody talks about when he sends messages to Rex that aren't official channel shit. But he didn't know they were so close Kenobi had somehow wriggled past Cody's constant mistrust of the Natborns and bone-deep fear of being decommissioned.
Sometimes, in his dreams, he's still on Kamino, and Cody takes one look at his blonde head and teaches him how to shoot straight and never disobey an order, and Cody makes sure he doesn't die. Cody always makes sure he doesn't die.
I don't like it, Anakin decides.
They're like an old married couple.
And then he is walking away, complaining loudly to Cody and Kenobi's retreating backs that his lightsaber feels weird now Cody's used it. Neither of them appear to be listening to him.
Rex stares after them all. An old married couple.
He frowns suspiciously.
It would be just like Cody to fall in love with one of the generals. Him and Bly are as bad as each other.
He sighs and shakes his head free of memories. Of Cody lit by blue light. Of Cody's hand over his on the blaster trigger, saying, if you shoot straight, they won't care that you look different. Of Cody's smile when he saw that Kenobi had woken up. And follows them.
The end.